Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Johnny Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. All right, now Pete's Cultural Adventures in Kununurra, Western Australia, Kimberley region. We're going to talk to the owner and operator of Pete's Cultural Adventures, and that's Peter Griffith Sebastian. We have Peter online. Peter, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, my brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, my brother, can you let the mob know who your mob, where are you from, please?
My name's Peter Griffith Sebastian. I'm the founder and operator of Pete's Cultural Adventures. I'm from Kununurra, so Mirong tribe from my father's side.
Yes.
And I'm also a Yarra man from Broome from my mother's side.
All right, beautiful. Big shout out to your mob and all your country, your mother's side, your father's side. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So, my brother, you are a businessman, a black fella in business, Too Deadly, Pete's Cultural Adventures. So tell us about your tours and what do you do there, please, brother?
So I offer beach park itineraries for tours in the Northwest. They started from the smallest stargazing to being out on country all day, catching a barrow, to learning about our old peoples and their old ways that they all was brought up, and how our old people used to live off the land and improvise to be as healthy and strong as they are.
Yeah, beautiful. How long you been running for, bro?
About 2 years now.
Enjoying the journey there, brother?
Oh, loving it every moment.
When you're doing something you love and you're passionate about, you won't work a day in your life, and that's exactly what you're doing. So, brother, how did it come about? Were you working in the tourist industry, or what were you doing? What made this idea come about, and how did you start it, my brother?
I was a tour guide for Wangari Corp Art in Kununurra.
Yep.
I just had an eye for it and started to venture off on my own. Now I'm doing pretty good for myself.
Yeah, no, well, congratulations, brother. I've always said, brother, we as black people, being black, we're rich in more ways than one, you know, being the longest the longest living culture on planet Earth. And you can venture into business, and that's exactly what you do. Have you got staff on board, or is it just you running the show solo? Tell us how.
Sole trader.
Okay.
But I always get a couple of families to come in and help wherever I need.
Okay.
Like didgeridoo players, singers.
Yep.
All of that.
Good, brother. Good, good. So tell us, too, do you operate 7 days a week? We're talking tourism, aren't we?
Yeah. my tours mainly on the weekend.
Okay.
Because it is very hard to work at the same time.
Yep, okay.
It's a bit of an adventure, and I'm loving it so far.
Good. So when you say tours on a weekend, so do you hold down a job on top of that, do you?
Yes, I do.
And what's your job? What hat do you wear there, brother?
I wear me being me hat.
Me being me hat.
Yeah. With the boys at the place called Cogus, so we're at the moment doing a course, a gate course, which is like learning how to get into employment. It's pretty much a refresher for me, but I'm there to help the other fellas that haven't done it before. So
yep.
Being a part of those fellas and having my own little crew is pretty good.
Fantastic. So when we talk about Pete's Cultural Adventures, do you have like a mini bus, or do you use ATV, all-terrain vehicles, or how do you run your business? How do you get your guests around, so to speak?
It's all tag-along tours. They got their call drive. I've got mine.
Okay.
Yeah, we just venture off.
Beautiful. All right, fantastic. So when you do a tour, how long is the tour for when they do the tour with you?
Well, I like to let them start off.
Okay.
And whenever they want to go home, I'll be like, yep, too easy.
All right. So there's flexibility there, my brother. Work around them. Yep, fantastic.
That's it.
Brother, thank you for sharing. Look, congratulations. You're working on country, living on country. Look, making money on country. It's the best job in the world, like I said. Thank you for Yana, my brother. You take care and all the best to you, my brother.
All right, brother. Thank you for that.
Take care, Peter. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Beautiful Yarn there. Peter Griffith Sebastian, his name is, owner and founder of Peach Cultural Adventures, operating there in Kununurra, Western Australia, Kimberley region. And look, entrepreneur, got a business happening. Slow process, got the job, got the business happening on a weekend, but also wears a job in the hat that he wears in regarding paying the bills and what have you. But they say that empires are built after hours. Well, there he is, working on a weekend, building his empire. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We are live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country at BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. National Talk Black.
Control. My feet are off the ground, I'm on the high tide. to the nightlife. You know I love it.
Hey, which way are you, mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kachana bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
It gets so dark I can't see which way. White House man can't help us all.
Some are saved and some will fall.
Show you where the danger lies,
but he can't help it if you capsize.
You like your way, but that is all. Steer your own ship back to shore.
Back to shore.
Yes, very good morning, you Deadly Mob. Welcome back to your Deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindi country as BBM Bumbleybit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong to Deadly Your Mob? Now, Cape York Region Package Open Forum in Cairns. Yes, that's happening. We're going to catch up a yarn now with RDA Tropical North CEO. Of course, RDA Regional Development Australia, Tropical North. We have Lainey Poon. Lainey Poon online. Lainey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Trevor. Thank you so much for having me.
Lovely. Thank you for coming to the program. You are based in Cairns, but at the moment you're in Canberra, I believe.
Oh, I was yes. Coming on the plane, the pilot said, it's 7 degrees. And I went, oh, my God, I need to go and buy a jacket. So, yeah, I'm traumatised.
Oh, my dear, thinking of you, but... there you are, you know, the hat you wear. Speaking of the hat you wear, how long you been holding the reins there as RDA Tropical North CEO?
Thank you, Trevor. I've been lucky enough to have been with RDA for a number of years, for about 5-6 years, but I'm newly minted CEO, so delighted to have been taking up that appointment recently in the last 3 weeks or so.
All right, beautiful. 3 weeks, there it is. Enjoying the journey, first 3 weeks, yes?
Absolutely. Apart from freezing here in Canberra, but being part of the, been able to take part of the RDA National Forum, which is a brilliant event.
Yes.
All of the RDAs from around the country have been able to come together. So that's about 50 RDAs around the country. So sharing ideas, intelligence, hearing from speakers, and I was able to take part in one of the panels. So it's been a really great experience the last couple of days.
And when we're talking about Cape York Regional Package Open Forum, well, we're talking about a big footprint. We're talking about Cape York. So there would be a couple of meetings at probably different venues. Is that the case?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Trevor. We hold the meetings twice a year, but we alternate those between Cairns and Cooktown and Weipa, so that we're reaching out to the communities that are obviously big users of the PDR, but also in Cairns to make sure that we give our government representatives an opportunity to meet with the task force as well. So hopefully we cover all of the bases with that.
Fantastic. So just paint the picture, if you could, Regional Development Australia, RDA, paint the picture regarding the service that you guys deliver as such.
Certainly. So Trevor, RDA is a federal agency. And our remit covers from the Kasseri Coast, Mission Beach, all the way up to the Torres Strait and west out to Croydon. So, yeah, a very big remit. But we very much look for those economic development opportunities, but looking at those opportunities with a social, cultural and environmental lens. So something like the Cape York Region Package, you know, that's one major arterial road with all of those communities connected to it. So from an economic development point of view, incredibly important and critical that that project continues.
Look, fantastic. And all communities, when we're talking about, like Kawanyama and talking about Pomperau, what have you, are all at the table. Is that correct?
Well, on this particular occasion, or on most of the occasions, we have aligned the meeting date match up with the Torres and Cape Indigenous Councils Alliance meetings when they hold their meetings in Cairns. So that facilitates their attendance to the Cape York Region Package. That's really important. We welcome them to that meeting as well, which is really good.
Fantastic. All right, thank you. So have we got dates and times when the meetings will be happening and where exactly?
Absolutely. So Thursday, 13th of November, very kindly, we've got facilities at the Cairns Regional Council there. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Civic Reception Room.
Yep.
So that means that we can entertain people face-to-face, and we do also have access to the remote virtual facilities, as long as, as technology's on our side.
Thank you.
We encouraging people to arrive at 10:45. I think we've got a cup of tea on. But meeting will start promptly at 11 o'clock so that we can make sure that we have, good time for discussion and input.
And when we're talking about people at the table, are we talking about mayors, councillors? Are we talking about open to the public, or what's the delivery there?
All ranges, Trevor. That's the beauty of RDA and what we do. We work across local, state and federal government, and it's our job. We're the glue. We hold and bring everybody together.
Good.
So we certainly encourage members of the public and all interested parties who are involved with or users of the PDR to come and receive that important update on Stage 2 and Stage 3 from Transport and Main Roads. They deliver a fantastic presentation and update at each of them, and then it's open for Q&A.
Beautiful. So it's a platform, a yarn in discussion, yarn in circle, you could say, more ways than one, and all cards on the table, look, which is so very important. Engagement, capital E. Thank you very much for sharing. And look, enjoy that journey. Stay warm, but enjoy the journey as the CEO, new appointed RDA Tropical North. Fantastic, Lani.
Thank you so much for having me, Trevor.
And we'll talk soon. I'll see you when you get back home.
Thank you. Cheers.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. That's Lani Poon, her name is, CEO, RDA Tropical North, and that's Regional Development Australia Tropical North, and talking about the Cape York Region Package Open Forum in Cairns. So look, fantastic, operating at the Cairns Regional Council at the reception room, and that kicks off on November 13 from 10:45 a.m. and right through to about 12:30. So look, fantastic. Open discussion. Your daily program, National Talk Black, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbra Group Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob. Here with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Too deadly.
Where? Hey, you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045. Station sponsor.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find supportive teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
Malboy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
So much a part of me, a part of me. So much so, it's at the seat of my soul. It's the place of my dreaming, my song lines. It's the place where I belong. It's where I yearn, long to be. Wondrous place, a dreaming landscape. This is a piece of heaven's paradise, a place beyond compare. Whenever I'm there, I'm home, like a child free. I roam this place, it's where I feel most free, free to be me. 'Cause this is my country. Majestic mountain ranges, lofty waterfalls, an ageless dreamland of priceless treasures. Pressed in crystal waters, rivers, creeks, streams, an ancient primordial wilderness shrouded in mystery. A mysterious and timeless place, an awe-inspiring land. Shall I behold the dawn? May my spirit retire to this land.
Welcome to my country, welcome to my land. Cause this is my country, this is my land. Welcome to my country, welcome to my land.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 22, Murray from Nakari, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong, your mob. All ears here for your daily yarns on National Talk Black. Now, QTC, that's Queensland Theatre Company, lights up Boomerjar with powerful new First Nations stories. An exciting announcement as Queensland Theatre Company arrives in Cairns to celebrate cultural creativity and community through its new initiative, Creative in Cairns. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn there with Isaac Drendich, QTC's head of First Nations Theatre. On the line, Isaac, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brother Trevor. I'm very well, thank you.
Good, brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, Isaac, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, please, bro.
Yeah, I'm a Noongar fella from a long way from home, but I connect away from my children to the Murrumburra Yirindi mob and the Meriam mob from Mur in the islands.
Beautiful, beautiful, brother, beautiful. So, look, fantastic. Hats off to QTC, Queensland Theatre Company, creating a nice space, a platform, and we're talking about more powerful new nations, First Nations stories. So tell us about this fantastic opportunity, please, Isaac.
Yeah, Creative in Cairns is something that I've been dreaming up ever since I came through this way, actually. There in the islands. Cairns have this incredible, strong, creative energy that must have been here for millennia.
Yes.
And I have connections here through my wife's family, but it was a beautiful, creative place that we want to set up our home here. And coincidentally, when we decided to move up here, at the time, called me up and offered me a job as the dramaturg at the company a week later.
Yes.
And so it seemed like that's worked from the very beginning. And from this program together of works that we've commissioned through our program at the company, all works are born and seeded right here from the far north region. We've got a work in there called Biwa Gitalay. From Saibai Island, we've got another work in there called Forgotten Songlines, which is a key story created and led by Carl Fourmile. That's another that's led by Amy Grainer, who has connections to Yirindi and Mariba, and part of that family up there. And another work as well developing, which is a personal work of mine, that's part of this larger program.
Look, fantastic. So we're talking like powerful new First Nations stories. Look, it becomes a platform, a vehicle, so to speak, and regarding, look, we are storytellers, and here we are using theatre as the vehicle. It's great, isn't it, my brother?
Yeah, it is. It is. And I know that a lot of mob out there sort of think that theatre's, something else, that it's not for them. But, I mean, we really have been practising theatre and storytelling in different forms and different styles all over this continent from the very beginning. So it's actually a really natural fit for us mob. And it's a point where we can tell stories.
Well, exactly, brother, and it's also empowerment for a career pathway for someone to get into theatre. But we're also talking on the other side, lighting or sound or whatever the case may be, can open up a lot of doors, can't it?
It really can, and that's what we're looking to do. That's what we want to do. We want to support emerging artists in these areas of lighting design, production, sound design, set design, et cetera, et cetera. And we've actually been working with a few followers up here from Gimoy, Eben Love in lighting design, Liam Mazza in set design and construction, and also Patrick Mao, a.k.a. Mao Power, as a sound designer and composer who have worked himself recently on a major production at Queensland Theatre Company called Dear Sun. So we're in the process of working together with these followers to build up their capacity in the very sort of nuanced language of making theatre so that we've got key creatives, key designers.
And I'm thinking it, Isaac, it also builds a platform that's forever a foundation, you could say, to what we're building in the future. And young brothers and sisters coming through can see what's ahead of them, and it's an easy transition in regarding stepping into this space.
It is, and because our mob is so creative, intuitionally sort of storytellers at heart, that it is, like I said, it's a natural fit in the theatre world, and you know, there's not so many pathways around the, especially up here in the far north.
No, exactly.
Open up
brother.
Those paths.
Yeah.
For mob up here, so they don't have to go down to Brisbane or Sydney or Melbourne to learn these things.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, thank you very much for sharing, Isaac. Fantastic. Look, all the best to you and your team there. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep in touch, and we'll yarn soon, my brother.
Thank you very much, brother.
You take care. Bye-bye. Little yarn there. That's beautiful yarn. Isaac Dendridge, QTC's head of First Nation Theatre and QTC Queensland Theatre Company, lights up Boomerjar with powerful new First Nation stories. So that's a very exciting announcement. And the Queensland Theatre Company arrived in Cairns to celebrate cultural creativity and community through its new initiative, and that's called Creative in Cairns. Look, fantastic. And that's kicking on there, Arts Centre, Monday and Tuesday, 10, 11 November. Fantastic. Your daily program, National Talk Black, Yarn and Up Strong here. We go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, and based here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindindi Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And thank you for tuning in, your mob, and add to the conversation on National Talk Black. Return to Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black.
Barcelona, to the north, Marseille. Salt caught in my pocket helps me along the way. Up foot into countries, I'm on the borderline. My passion for in between places, don't make me choose what's mine. Ragged shadows floats on the road, shaking legs find their way home. Blurry silhouette makes it strange cinema, and I know I'm in Andorra. In Andorra they fight, it's not as straight as black against white. When I think of my own struggle, it makes me wonder if I'm doing it right. How should I pick up water's for, like my brothers and sisters before? And I should cash me off Palestine, or will I follow bosses? I don't see it till I'm almost parted, cause I'm blinded by my sweat. Now is it coming? Gonna be met. What'll happen when we met? Someone else.
portrait. This was how his life would be. Defending his tribal land for his family.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Mama, I think so. You're not like me no more. You too much.